I've just had a delivery of firewood. George, what's your second name?
George Cottam.
And where's the firewood from?
Yeah, I'm the voluntary warden at Brempton Wood, which is the second largest wood in Cambridgeshire. It's owned by the Wildlife Trust and it's managed as a nature reserve. Part of the management every year is we coppice part of the wood, only an acre or two, out of 327 acres. We coppice that, which lets more light in, it warms the ground, it's better for the wildflowers, better for the insects, which is the bottom of the food chain, and it attracts butterflies and eventually is food for birds. So by cutting down trees, we end up with a surplus of wood, which we then sell as firewood to Lex of yourself, which we're very grateful for, which raises money for us to buy our tools and help us to manage the wood, repairs fences, repairs gates. So it's kind of recycling. More importantly, it's the way the wood has been managed for the last thousands of years. It's been a wood to supply firewood to keep people warm, like yourselves. And the wildlife there would be a bit upset if we now weren't continuing what has happened for the last thousand years in the wood.
Fantastic. And there's a choice for me when it comes to actually buying firewood. There's a number of different places, but I particularly asked when I saw your advertisement, do you just like naturally let it air dry instead of kiln drying, which seems a bit weird?
We don't like the whole process of cutting down trees to kiln dry them. All our wood is, we cut down only in the winter because we're not allowed to disturb nesting birds. It isn't an SSSI, a site of special scientific interest. So we only cut down trees in the winter, and unfortunately we've got a very friendly farmer near the wood who loans us a barn completely free of charge. We store all the wood there for a year and then don't sell it till the following winter. And when that's gone, we replenish it with the wood we've just cut down. So it's all dry, seasoned, ready to burn, but it hasn't used any electricity or gas to dry it, which frankly is ridiculous to heat wood to dry it so you can burn it.
Fantastic. Yeah, and if I was going to be, you know, asking permission for wood in various places, I'd be doing 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 runs until I maybe have enough with the, you know, scripts and scraps to get through the winter. Whereas one delivery, you're here. How much did you deliver?
Well, we deliver within a 10-mile radius of Brempton Wood. A load is a cubic yard. That's difficult to describe, but it's like 2 full gravel bags, the big builder's merchant gravel bags. It's 2 of those. We deliver it included in the price, and it's £80 for a load, already cut and split, ready to go on your fire.
Price of your fuel comes out of that, but you're doing it for the love of it. You're a volunteer.
Yeah, me and several others volunteer at the wood. We keep the paths open, we clear up litter, we chop down trees, we lead guided walks, we take school parties around, and we raise money for our tools, for our petrol, for the fencing, for the wood itself, and for the Wildlife Trust to own the wood by selling logs, by selling firewood.
That's fantastic. And you are always looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers. We have volunteer work parties second Sunday every month from September through to March. So we're not allowed to do destructive work in spring and summer because of nesting wildlife. But from September through to March, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, we have volunteer work parties. Anybody can come, old, young, girls and boys, whatever. We call it the Green Gym because you keep fit. We have a bonfire so you keep warm. We bring some food now and again, have a picnic in the wood. It's a really lovely experience and you're doing something good for wildlife.
I like the idea of the Green Gym Sunday mornings. This is the kind of time some people are thinking, I must have a bit of exercise, and what better way than to, you know, sustainably keep the woods thriving.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All the best, Christian.
Cheers.